Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. When I say the word peace, what do you think of? A quiet mountain stream? A walk on a deserted beach? The silence of the house just before you fall asleep? What if I say the word peacemaker? That's a little more difficult, isn't it? Well, it's a word that Connie learns about on today's Adventure in Odyssey, and we'll get started with it right after this. Services have just ended at the Odyssey Community Church, and Connie and Donna are in one of the Sunday school classrooms. Why? Let's get a little closer and find out.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Connie. Do you know what's going on?
No, do you?
Mr. Whitaker stopped me in the parking lot after church and asked if I would meet him here in our Sunday school class at 2. That's all I know.
Well, same here.
I wonder if we're the only two.
Hi, guys.
I guess not. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, are you here because of Whit?
Yeah, he stopped me after church and asked me to meet him here.
In our Sunday school class at 2.
Yeah, well,
we're not in trouble, are we?
No, you're not in trouble.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming.
Hey, what's this all about, Whit?
I've been on pins and needles ever since church.
Well, I figured a little suspense might increase your interest. What's your appetite, so to speak?
We're having lunch?
No, and there are a lot of other people who won't today either.
Huh?
You know how the pastor has been preaching about love and compassion over the last couple of Sundays?
Yeah.
Well, the elders decided that we need to extend that compassion to the homeless in our area. You know, those who don't have food or shelter. Now, they've come up with an idea to make next week Compassion Week. 7 days of programs to help those in need. I figured the young people of the church should, well, have a chance to help out, too.
Help out?
Well, because of your particular talents, I thought the three of you might come up with an idea to help raise money, clothing, or food for the homeless. What do you think?
Well, why not? I'll help.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Good. I knew I could count on you. Now, you don't have a lot of time, so why don't you get started right now, huh? Let me know what you come up with, will you?
You're not staying?
Nope. This is going to be your project. I'm only acting as an advisor. Besides, I have a couple of other groups to get organized.
But where do you think we should start?
Well, I suppose you could start with some basic ideas, or decide who's going to head the group up, or, well, you're intelligent young women. Once you get going, it'll all click into place. See ya, and thanks.
Sure, Mr. Whitaker. Bye.
Well, let's get going.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
Maybe we should go back over what we've done.
Have we done anything?
I made a necklace out of these paper clips.
Terrific. Is that all?
Well, we came up with a few things.
Yeah, but they were boring, and I'm bored. Maybe we should just go home. We've been here over an hour, and besides, I'm missing the ice skating competitions on television.
I didn't know you liked ice skating, Jesse.
I don't, but it's better than this. See you later.
Wait, Jesse, we can't tell Whit that we couldn't think of any ideas. We have to do something.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Call me if you come up with anything interesting. I'm going home.
Wait, hold it. Even if we do leave now, who's gonna call who? When will we meet again? Someone has to lead this group, and to be honest, I would rather not be that person.
Well, I can do it.
Okay, good.
Wait, Donna, why do you get to be the leader?
Why not?
Because you're always the leader.
I am not.
Yes, you are. Anytime you're in a group, you always have to be in charge of the yearbook committee, the St. Patrick's Day parade float.
That's because I was the only one who knew how to do it.
No. You think you're the only one.
Now, wait, I'm
What is your problem, Jesse? You think you should lead this group?
I could.
You're kidding.
Why not?
You don't know how to organize. Remember when you were made president of the chess club?
Well, Donna, look,
One meeting. One. The whole year.
At least I'm not bossy.
Bossy? Who says I'm bossy?
I don't want to mention names. It would take too long.
I'd rather be bossy than unreliable.
Hey, you guys.
Unreliable? You don't know what you're talking about, Miss Bossy. You always have to be in charge.
A lot of help you'll be when you can't organize a meeting.
At least people like to work with me when I do have a meeting.
That's because you just sit around gabbing and making paperclip necklaces.
Man, you just boss people around.
I do not boss people around, Jesse.
I gab.
Okay, you are just the most unreliable meeting person adjourned. I've ever met. Said that.
So, what happened?
So, they both stormed out. Now they're not talking to each other.
Well, the pastor will be pleased to hear that his sermons about love and compassion are having such an effect. What are you going to do?
Do? What's to do? That's it, isn't it? Kaput, finito, arrivederci, Roma.
Oh, you're giving up so easily.
Well, it seemed like the sensible thing.
But what about Compassion Week? Why, the three of you said you'd help with it, and, well, that's what I was counting on.
But how? I'm the only one they're talking to.
Well, that's a start.
What do you mean? Oh, I get it. Maybe I can talk to them, get them back together, right? Is that it?
If you want to.
Well...
Blessed are the peacemakers, you know. Go on, Connie. Why don't you give it a try?
Well, okay. Don't suppose I can make things any worse. Donna?
What?
Can we talk?
What?
Talk!
I have to hurry up and get the lawn done.
What?
I have to get this done before I run out of gas. I always run out of gas on the last trip.
Hey, look, I've been thinking about the homeless, our group, you know, Compassion Week.
So have I. In fact, I think I have an idea we could do.
Really? Oh, that's great. Then let's call Jessie and get together to talk about it.
No way.
Donna, I'm sure she didn't mean what she said in the meeting.
She said I was bossy.
Well, she was just frustrated because we couldn't come up with any ideas.
Uh-huh. And I bet she still thinks she should be the leader of the group, too.
Well, we can talk about that. We can discuss it like mature women.
Jessie, mature? Ha.
Donna.
She is disorganized, Connie. You know it. It would be crazy to put her in charge.
Well, maybe she isn't the most organized person in the world, but Whit's counting on us. We have to meet again. Can't you guys make up?
Well, I will if she will.
Great. Will you call her?
Not a chance. She can call me if she wants to make up.
But why can't you... All right, I'll talk to her. Why don't you meet us at Wit's End at, say, 5 o'clock, okay?
Fine by me. I have to get this lawn done. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, see? I knew I was gonna run out of gas.
Jessie, wait up!
Hi, Connie. What are you doing out on the track?
Your mom told me I'd find you here. I didn't know you liked to jog.
I'm preparing.
Preparing?
Yeah, for adolescence. I was told that jogging would redistribute my baby fat and open my pores to help ward off acne.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read in a jogging shoe catalog.
Hey, can we stop for a minute?
I'm sorry. I don't want to break my pace. Jog along. You can do it.
Okay, maybe for a minute.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about our homeless committee.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I have an idea that'll raise some money for the poor.
Good. Let's meet at Wit's End. 5 o'clock to talk about it.
Does that mean Miss Bossy will be there, too?
Well, she's part of the group, Jessie. I talked to her, and she said...
Don't you think she's bossy?
Well...
Be honest, Connie.
Well, yeah, she likes to be in charge, but...
See, I'm not the only one. She's got a lot of nerve calling me unreliable.
She didn't mean it. I talked to her. She's willing to make up if you are.
Really?
Yeah.
She'll take back what she said about me being unorganized?
Yeah. Will you do it? Come to Wit's End?
I will if she will.
Oh, thank heaven. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Oh, well, do it over there on the grass, will you? I don't want to break my pace.
No problem.
I can feel those fat cells moving around already.
Good, Jessie. It's great.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Have you seen Connie or Jessie?
Oh, not Jessie, but Connie's upstairs in the Bible room. She'll be down in a minute. Hey, can I get you anything while you wait?
Just some water, please.
Coming right up. Oh, I'll make that two waters. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I'll be back in a jiffy.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Connie isn't here yet?
Upstairs in the Bible room.
Hmm.
Well, I'm here.
So am I.
Connie said you were ready to make up. I will if you will.
And I will if you will.
Well, Connie said you didn't mean to say I was bossy.
She also said that you didn't mean to call me unreliable.
Yeah, Well, unreliable might not have been the right thing to say. I admit it.
I suppose bossy wasn't very nice either. I'll take that back if you'll take back unreliable and that part about me being unorganized.
You're not unreliable.
And unorganized?
But, Jesse, you are unorganized.
I don't believe it.
You are. Why do you keep denying it? Even Connie said you are.
She did? Well, she said you're bossy, too. What does that prove?
She said I'm bossy?
Yep. She said you always have to take charge.
What a two-faced thing to say.
Well, here's your water, girls.
No thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I'm going home.
Oh, Jesse?
I'm leaving, too.
But what the...
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late, but I had to... What's going on?
We're leaving.
Leaving? What happened?
I'm not interested in working with people who talk behind other people's back about people who... Oh, never mind. Goodbye.
Huh?
Connie, I really thought a woman of your age would know better.
Know better? What did I do? What?
Donna, Jesse, what about your ideas? Your meeting?
Maybe Connie should have her own meeting. I'm sure she doesn't want to work with someone she thinks is bossy.
Or disorganized.
Unreliable.
Who asked you?
Guys! Wait! What do you mean a woman of my age? What?
You want some water?
Yes, give me that.
We'll return with more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this.
And now, back to the adventure.
All I wanted to do is make peace between Donna and Jesse so we could get on with our ideas, just like you said. Now they aren't speaking to each other or me. It's silly. This is what I get for working with a couple of kids.
You think you would have made peace between two people your own age?
Sure. Well, maybe not. But what am I gonna do?
I suppose you could give up. You did your best.
Best? We never got close to the target.
Never mind. I can get one of the other groups to fill in with their ideas.
But it's more than just Compassion Week, Whit. Three of us aren't speaking to each other. We can't just forget about that.
Can't we?
You know we can't. That's why you're saying all this. I know what you're up to, Mr. Whitaker.
What do you think you should do?
I don't know. Beats me. I didn't think making peace could be so hard. You got me into this. Maybe you can make a suggestion.
Well, based on what you told me, the problem might be that you tried to make peace on false pretenses.
False what?
Pretenses. Let me put it another way. You tried to make peace by ignoring the source of the conflict rather than resolving it.
What does that mean?
You expected Donna and Jesse to apologize for saying things that may well be true. Donna might be a take-charge kind of person, so Jesse isn't actually wrong when she says so. And maybe Jesse really isn't very organized, so...
Donna isn't wrong for saying so either. Yeah, I get it.
Well, there's no place for name-calling, but there's also no point in making them apologize for being right about each other. Even if they did apologize, it wouldn't bring lasting peace. Sooner or later, it would all come up again.
Well, then what are you saying I should do?
Well... I suppose before you try to get them to make up with each other, you need to make your own peace with them.
You mean go talk to them again?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother. You know where I can buy some good track shoes?
Donna?
Come in, Dad.
You have a visitor.
Oh? Who?
Hi, Donna.
Oh.
I'll leave you two to talk.
Thank you, Mr. Barkley.
You don't give up, do you?
Well, I guess not. What are you doing?
Working on my idea for the homeless. Maybe Mr. Whitaker can use it even if we aren't a group.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here. Donna, I came over to tell you that I wasn't trying to cause trouble. I just wanted to get you and Jesse to make up. I did it all wrong, but that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, I figured.
So I'm sorry.
That's okay. But did you really say I was bossy?
I didn't use those words exactly. No, but you do like to take charge of things.
Then you...
But there's nothing wrong with that. I never thought there was. Some people are good at being in charge.
Oh, but?
But,
Well, people who like to take charge have to be careful.
Careful about what?
Careful to take charge without making other people feel less important or stupid.
Are you saying I do that?
No. Do you think you do?
Is that your Mr. Whitaker impression?
Maybe.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I make other people feel, well, maybe sometimes I... Yeah, well, maybe I do. So you don't want me to be the leader of our group? Is that it?
Well, I think that's a decision the three of us should make. Why don't we go over and ask Jesse? And maybe we can talk about your idea, too. Okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Come on.
And Connie, I'm sorry for saying what I said about you.
That's okay. What'd you say about me?
You don't want to know.
I don't? Why don't I? Was it that bad?
Connie.
I'll be on the front porch swing, Mom.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello, Jesse.
Uh-oh, what's this? The two of you are gonna gang up on me now? Maybe ridicule me for not putting my clothes in chronological order?
No. Chronological?
Whatever.
No, I came to tell you what I told Donna. That I didn't mean to be a busybody when I tried to get you two to make up.
Oh.
And Donna has something to say.
I do?
Donna?
I'm sorry for calling you unreliable.
No big deal. So you don't think I'm disorganized anymore?
I didn't say that.
Oh, well then...
Jesse, listen for a minute. You are disorganized.
I think you guys should get off my porch.
Wait! You're disorganized, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's just something you need to work on. Just like everybody has something in their lives they need to work on. But you've also got something really great in your life that we don't have.
Like what?
You're good with words.
You're pulling my leg.
No, you know how to speak and write intelligently. Maybe you don't know how to organize a meeting, but you can organize your thoughts in a way that people can understand.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was thinking about it on the way over. You know how the Apostle Paul referred to the church as a body, with different members having different abilities? Well, our little group is like that, too. See, there are good things about you, just like Donna has some good things, and, well... We have to put our good things together to work for this group, for the church, to help the homeless during Compassion Week. Got it? We have to find our talents and strengths and use them. But that can only happen if we stop arguing long enough to do what we're supposed to be doing. Okay?
You've been hanging around Mr. Whitaker a lot, haven't you?
That's what I said.
Do you understand now?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. So... Isn't there something you want to say?
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Something else?
Well, I'm sorry too.
There. Don't we feel better now?
No.
Not really.
Neither do I. But at least we can get on with our ideas.
You guys have some ideas?
Well, I don't. I've been too busy with other things.
Well, I have an idea. I was just working on it. Do you want to hear it?
I have an idea, too.
Well, let me tell you mine.
But I want to tell you mine first. I've been working on it for the last couple of hours.
Guys!
So have I. Now, if you'll listen for a sec...
But I'm really excited about this idea. Let me read it to you.
Why do you always get to go first?
What do you mean, why do I always get to go first?
Hey, wait!
I don't always get to go first.
Yes, you do. You just push yourself ahead.
You're saying I'm pushy now.
Donna!
Oh, well, I'm not the only
Jesse.
One.
I'd rather be pushy than...
Hold it! Hold everything!
Jesse... Did you write your idea down?
Yeah.
So did you, Donna.
Uh-huh.
So, why don't you just trade papers and read each other's idea? Then we'll talk about them.
Ah, good idea.
Not bad.
Donna, you wrote down my idea.
Your idea? You wrote down my idea.
What? You mean to tell me that all this time the two of you had the same idea?
Yeah.
We have a charity dinner.
Except the people from the church will donate the food.
And everyone who goes will have to pay to get a plate.
So everyone will get to eat, but the money will go to getting food and shelter for the homeless.
And I'll bet Mr. Whitaker will let us do it at wit's end.
And we'll call it Plates Against Poverty. gets to wash wet.
Whew. Well, it's hard to keep up with them all. Which is a good thing, I suppose. It means your plates against poverty is a big success.
It's not mine, Whit.
You know what I mean. I mean, I'm pleased how you, Donna, and Jesse pulled this whole thing off in such a short time. Frankly, I don't know how you did it.
Well, Donna organized the food, Jesse wrote all the publicity, and I handed out flowers to everybody I saw.
Nonetheless, between you and me, I want to thank you for making it happen.
Well, I didn't. It was...
Connie, if you hadn't played peacemaker between Donna and Jesse, the plates against poverty would still be sitting on a couple of slips of paper somewhere. It took patience and courage, and I'm proud of you.
Well...
I just wanted you to know.
I was thinking about it, Whit. All of us Christians being part of the body, the church. And it occurred to me that what happened to us is kind of like what happens to a lot of people. We get so busy with little fights and squabbles that, well, we forget what we're supposed to be doing. Helping people and showing them the love of Jesus.
That's well said, Connie.
Hi, everyone. Are you enjoying the food?
Oh, sounds like Donna's starting the announcements. Let's go in.
I should clean up some more of these dishes, I think.
No, take a break. Come on.
A big thank you to Odyssey Community Church for giving me paper, copying, and a telephone to make all the calls. Over to you, Jesse.
Where's... Oh, there he is. We wanted to say a most heartfelt thank you to Mr. John Whitaker for letting us use Wits End today. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna and Jesse.
And, Donna and I... Do you have it? There. Donna and I wanted to say a special thanks to Connie for everything she did and to give her this little token of our appreciation. Come up, Connie.
How did you do this? You shouldn't have.
Connie, we want to give you this commemorative plate that says Plates Against Poverty and underneath Matthew 25:40. And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys should have. Really. This is great.
Oh, and thank you all for coming. Good night.
See, Donna, I told you she'd like it.
You told me? I told you.
Oh, God.
What?
Remember when we were in the shop?
Yeah, that's where I saw the plate.
You did not.
I did, too. Why do you always have to take the credit for everything?
Me?
Well,
Jess, you always
really
take credit
for everything.
I like
that.
We were in the shop, and I saw the plate.
I guess it's pretty obvious what the point of today's adventure is. Whit said it earlier. Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers. That verse is found in one of the most beautiful passages of Scripture in the Bible, called the Beatitudes. Next time you have problems keeping the peace, remember that verse and the others surrounding it as well. They'll help you through just about any problem you can face. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.